Verse 18. I believe, this is my heart's conviction, verse 18 is the most ironic statement in all of the Bible. Look at it. It's astounding. Then one of them named Cleopas answered him. Who is him? Jesus, okay? Answered him, are you the only visitor in Jerusalem, to Jerusalem, who does not know the things that have happened there in these days? You can imagine these two disciples, the one who said this in eternity, he looks back and he thinks about that and he goes, did I actually say that? Did I actually look the crucified Lord in the face and ask him if he was the only one in Jerusalem who didn't know what took place? See, Jesus could have done this and said, those are my tickets. At front row seats, actually. The nail scars in my hands. Have you seen the holes in my feet? Have you noticed the imprintation of the crown of thorns up here? I was there. You talk about sticking both your feet as far down your mouth as you possibly could. That's what this man did. Be careful before we point fingers here. How many times do we stick our feet in our mouth because we have no idea who it is we're actually talking to? We have no idea what that person has gone through in their life. We have no idea the kind of hurts that they've felt, the kind of joys that they've felt, the kind of victories that they've experienced, the kinds of defeats that they have experienced. We don't know how many times their life has been on the line. We have no idea, and yet we just come and blurt out and say, hey, are you the only one who is dot, dot, dot? And we just fill it in with something. There are probably many, many times that we stick our own feet in our mouth because we have no idea who it is that we're talking to. This disciple doesn't recognize Jesus, and he accuses him of having no knowledge of what happened at the crucifixion, yet he's looking at the crucified and risen Lord. Incredible. The most ironic statement in history.